Hello, and welcome to the Honest Art Podcast. I'm your host, Jody King. I want to let you know about something really exciting coming up soon. My team and I want to support artists like never before. So we are hosting our first annual free online summit called Art Biz and Soul. It'll be a two-day live event with 16 incredible speakers and teachers who are leaders in their industry. You'll learn skills to make your art so much stronger, strategies to make more money, and methods to connect to your intuition so you can make your best, most honest art. As I said, this summit is free, and you don't want to miss it because there has never been anything like this to support artists. The Art Biz and Soul Summit will take place online October 3rd and October 4th. Head to the show notes to learn more and to sign up. Can't wait to see you there. It's a conundrum that happens to me all the time. And by the questions I get from you, it sounds like it happens for you as well. How do we know when to keep going or to freaking put the paintbrush down and just walk away? That's what we're going to unpack today. So let's get messy. Do you do this? Do you ever take photos of your art while it's in process? I don't do it for every single painting, but I definitely do it a lot of the time because I feel like looking at the photos of the painting, like either in the moment or later, it's like it can somehow give me clues about all kinds of things. Like, are the values good? Is the composition looking great? And even a new perspective that maybe I'm not seeing with just the naked eye. Okay, so the thing is I'll have those photos, and sometimes I look back at them, especially of paintings that I eventually am really struggling with. So I'll look back at those photos on the phone and I'll see, you know, the painting in process, and I'll be like, God, Jody, why didn't you just stop there? Why didn't you just stop in that spot? But no, something in that moment told me to keep going. And since my process is really all about learning to trust myself and just do the next right thing, that's what I did. Does it sometimes get overworked? Does this painting sometimes go to hell? Always. Definitely yes. But do I ultimately care if I'm proud of the final painting? No, I don't care. Because the thing is, only you say when a painting is done. Let me say that again. Only you get to say when it's done. You are the artist, and you are the boss of you and your artistic voice. But also, it can get tricky, right? I mean, I've had collectors and art consultants occasionally come for a studio visit, and they'll fall in love with a half-finished piece. Well, in my opinion, it's half-finished, that's sitting on the easel. They'll come in, and, you know, I'll show them around the studio, and I'll show them all the finished paintings. But it's that half-finished one on the easel, that's when they stop and they look at and they'll be like, that's the one I want. When they ask if they can buy it, do I tell them, sorry, no, it's not done? Usually, no, because I will want to sell a painting, right? So I'll usually, not always, I will usually go ahead and sell them the one that I think to me is maybe half finished, but not every time, because here's where I'm coming at this from, is if a piece is really resonating with someone, whether it's the collector or if it's the art consultant, I mean, like, they're really loving and connecting with it. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm like, what are the odds that they show up in my studio and see a piece that they really, really want in their home? It's like, who am I to question the universe? Again, Not always, but usually if they see a piece and in that moment it's like, that's mine, I will go ahead and sell it to them. So I know the question, though, that we're trying to get the answer to here is, how do we know when to put the paintbrush down? But I wanted to tell you that story because I'm going to give you my 5 tips for knowing when to stop. But I also want to acknowledge that there are occasionally exceptions to that. So this just goes back into, y'all know how I feel about rules, right? I like to think of rules more as suggestion. So think of these tips that I'm going to give you also as suggestions. Okay, first of all, we can't really talk about when to stop until we understand the creative process. And there are many versions of the creative process out there. If you just Google the creative process, you'll find a lot. But for me, my favorite version of the creative process is from Adam Grant, who is a psychologist, a professor, an author, and for me, a freaking hero. He describes the creative process as having 6 unique steps. This won't come as a surprise to those of you who've been around me for a while, but I think they're worth repeating. Okay, so step 1, this is awesome. That's when we, you know, roll up to a painting and we are, you know, it's rainbows and unicorns. We believe everything is possible. We are excited. So that's step 1. Step 2 is, this is tricky. Okay, now as you're going to hear in my suggestions, sometimes this is when people stop. Step 3 is, this is shit. Step 4 is, I am shit. Step 5, this might work. And step 6, this is awesome. These are important to know because when you are in the process, it can really play a role in knowing when to put your paintbrush down. All right, now for the tips. Okay, tip number 1. Ask yourself if you're playing it safe. Sometimes when we're painting and we're playing it safe, it sounds like to us, or it feels like to us, like we're sitting there and looking at it, and it's like we're thinking, I kind of like it. I like where it is. If I keep going, I might ruin it. So what should we do when we get to this point? Here's my suggestion. We should take a beat, step away for a minute or a day or maybe even a week. When you get back, stand in front of it, and then here's what I want you to do. I want you to tap into how you're feeling in your body. Does it feel finished in your body? You'll know. You'll absolutely know, because if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. But here's the tricky part, is a no generally means that the painting stays safe, and not like the good kind of safe. I'm talking about the boring and uninteresting kind of safe. If you feel like there's more to do, but you're just scared of screwing it up, grab your courage and your paintbrush and push through it. You're only on step number 2 of the creative process. This is tricky. From my experience of coaching thousands of artists, usually what that piece needs is more of you, more of your voice, meaning like more of your unique marks. Okay, let's get to tip number 2. Tip number 2, do you have a tendency to overwork a piece? I know I've done it a million times. The key or the tip here is understanding why that usually happens. For me, I'm not feeling grounded, or sometimes I'm just personally feeling a little off. And when this happens, something else might be going on for me. Like I could ask myself, did I stop and meditate before I began? Even if it's just like for 5 minutes. Or maybe it's that I'm trying to force something, like to recreate a style that I've done before that I loved. Or maybe I saw another artist's work that I loved and I thought, oh, I'd love to incorporate some of that mark making or color or whatever it is that I love. But y'all, this is why I talk so much about honest art. When we're hanging on to what we think a painting is supposed to be, rather than being open to what is trying to come through us, it's usually something new. So when we don't listen to that and we try to force it, it just doesn't work. So if you find yourself, or I find myself, overworking a piece, ask yourself again if you're trying to make it something. Are you trying too hard? And if so, why? Why are you doing this? This is where I'm like, oh, because I'm trying to make it look like this other painting that I loved, whether it was mine or someone else's. So ask again, why? And what do you need to do for you to get out of your own way? Okay, tip number three. Do we keep painting when we're getting tired? Sometimes when I'm tired, but I feel like, no, it's got to get finished, or I won't have time to paint again for a few days, so I just keep painting even when I'm tired, it's like I'm going in circles. So I keep going in circles, I keep painting and painting, but I'm getting nowhere. So my tip is, if you feel tired or if you feel burned out, put the paintbrush down. Go take a walk or take a nap. Whatever it is that you need to do to fill your cup. Allow yourself time to daydream. Give yourself some white space, you guys. White space is the fuel for our creativity. Then, when you get back to that canvas, you will see with fresh eyes and a fresh spirit, and oftentimes, you'll immediately know exactly what the piece needs. Now for tip number four. You think your painting might be done, but you're not sure. And now this is different than when it's step number two in the creative process. This is when you've already gone through the creative process and you think, it might be done. Here are two questions that I ask myself when I'm wondering if a painting is finished. The first question is, would I hang it on my wall forever? Okay, forever might be hard to envision because obviously our tastes change over time and we know that. But the point is, I don't ask if I would hang it for just a day in my house or just a week or even a month, but literally for the foreseeable future. If the answer to this question is yes, then I go to the next question, which is tip number five. The second question I ask myself is it honest? Now, what does that even mean? It means while I was painting, did I listen to my intuition? Even if it went sideways, and y'all, it always goes sideways. But the question is, did I listen to my intuition? Did I trust my gut? Did I just try to do the next right move? That means I didn't try to emulate another piece of art, mine or anyone else's. It means I honored my voice and my spirit, and it was an honest expression in that moment, or maybe in that week, or however long it took me to paint it. So when we ask ourselves those two questions together, it means that the piece is both strong energetically as well as like visually solid. And that means we can put the paintbrush down. Now, before we wrap this up, I want to circle back to the creative process one more time and talk about those dreaded stages of number three and four. These are the this is shit and I am shit phases. This is when most artists put their paintbrush down and decide they're not an artist. Or maybe they're thinking that they suck, or just like whatever negative self-talk they can come up with. I cannot emphasize enough that this is not when we quit. Sure, you may need to put your paintbrush down for a hot minute, but not forever. My friend, you are not done. You are simply in the messy middle. Take a break, but definitely come back to it. The world needs your magic, the art that only you have to offer. Once again, you don't want to miss the free Art Biz and Soul Summit coming up October 3rd and 4th. There will be 16 speakers whose work is really on the cutting edge of creativity, of business, and of energy practices. You can register at the link in the show notes, and I really hope to see you there.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal, simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal, only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.